With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Thursday, the night, Georgia the place, the year's first presidential debate. Just around the corner.
The debate will be held here in Atlanta at CNN Studios downtown. Donald Trump predicting Joe Biden will be on something.
I say he'll come out all jacked up, right? All jacked up.
And President Biden, during a sit-down interview with ABC in Normandy, France, saying this about his upcoming debate performance.
All I have to do is hear what he says, remind people what he says and what I believe and what he believes. He's about him. I'm about the country.
Laura Winters, Atlanta.
Some flood-battered parts of the Midwest, not out of the woods quite yet. More rain expected.
There is potential for additional heavy rainfall to develop later Monday, continuing into Tuesday and early Wednesday. So there may be some flash flooding across the same areas that did receive very heavy rainfall recently.
National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orovec says that includes parts of northwest Iowa, where there have been hundreds of high-water rescues. Also at SRNNews.com, a ferocious factory fire. It began after several lithium batteries exploded. It's left at least 20 people dead in South Korea.
Firefighters initially faced difficulties entering the site due to fears of additional explosions, but the huge flames at the plant near Seoul right now appear to be under control. The blaze began after a series of highly flammable lithium battery cells exploded, though the cause remains unclear. Many of the victims are migrant workers from countries including China. South Korea's Prime Minister Han Duck-soo visited the site, ordering authorities to do their best to search for and rescue people.
That's BBC's Rachel Lee. Russia's southern region of Dagestan observing the first of 3 days of mourning following a rampage by Islamic terrorists who killed 19 people. On Wall Street, the Dow futures up 106 points. This is SRN News. The governor of Arizona vetoes a detransition bill.
The measure would have required insurance companies that pay for sex change operations to also foot the bill if the patient later decides he or she does not want to live as the opposite sex and needs the surgery reversed. Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs rejected the legislation, saying it is, quote, unnecessary. This despite the fact that the ranks of detransitioners is growing both in the U.S. and in Europe as people grow out of gender dysphoria. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Most evangelical Christians started young. That's a conclusion of a new study by Gray Matter Research and Infinity Concepts. Reveals that 72% of people who now identify as evangelicals came to faith before the age of 18. The rest did so after that. The poll also finds a majority of respondents cite their parents as the number one influence on their life, followed by the church. This is SRN News. The Biden administration wants to bring down the cost of housing for some.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen travels to Minneapolis to promote new investments meant to expand access to affordable housing, including providing $100 million through a new fund over the next 3 years to support affordable housing financing, boosting the federal financing bank's financing of affordable housing, and other measures. The Biden administration's new federal initiatives come as still high prices on groceries and other necessities and high interest rates have dramatically pushed up the cost of living in the post-pandemic years. The increased attention to home prices comes as the housing crunch becomes an increased issue in this year's election. I'm Julie Walker.
Poland's president in China. The visit brings a leader of a NATO member to a country that's backed Russia in the invasion of Ukraine. More details at SRNNews.com.